And now look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Dr. Pearson Cross, head of the Department of Political Science, will give the annual Gloria Fiera lecture tomorrow in Augel Hall at 11 o'clock in the morning. All are invited. It's free and open to everyone. The title of his Fiera lecture is The Effects of Charter Schools and Vouchers on Louisiana Education and the Humanities. Again, free admission. It is sponsored by the Friends of the Humanities here at UL Lafayette. Tomorrow afternoon in Dupre Library, Peggy Franklin and Susan Tucker, authors of Women Pioneers of the Louisiana Environmental Movement, will have a panel discussion and a book signing, 4 o'clock in Dupre Library. The panel discussion will include Wilma Subra, Clara Baudouin, Florence Gossian, and Lorna Bork, Acadiana residents who were interviewed for the book. They will talk about their work on behalf of the environment. That's free and open to everyone. Tomorrow evening, the 6th Annual Democratic Parish Executive Committee, DPEC, will hold their Lifetime Achievement Awards Banquet at Holiday Inn North. The keynote speakers, former Governor Edwin Edwards, and they will be honoring a number of people, including Professor Pearson Cross here at UL Lafayette. Tickets are available at Eventbrite. Just look for DPEC or Awards Banquet. And there will be two free workshops this evening as a part of the James Brown Get on the Good Foot, a celebration in dance. The workshops this evening are a lighting design workshop, 5:30 to 7 at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. And 7 to 8 p.m. there will be a costume design workshop also at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. The main concert will be tomorrow evening at 7:30. This is James Brown Get on the Good Foot, a celebration in dance, put on by the Acadiana Center for the Arts and PASA. She Still Dreams, an original play by Brian Eglund, will premiere at Cité des Arts tomorrow evening. It will run for 2 weekends. For more information, you can call Cité. You can also get tickets through Cité. The Bach Lunch Series continues this Friday with a performance by the group Sassafras Jubilee from noon until 1 in Parc Sanssouci. Museum of Fear continues this weekend at the Lafayette Science Museum. Stop by their website or Facebook page for times and dates of the Museum of Fear, which will continue at the Lafayette Science Museum through Halloween. Opening on Friday evening in Lake Charles, the exhibit Some Thoughts About Perfection by Heather Ryan Kelly. That will be at the Historic City Hall Arts and Cultural Center, 5:30 to 8 p.m. That's the reception, and the exhibit is up through the beginning of January. The Louisiana Choral Foundation's Masterworks Chorale will have its first performance of the season at the First United Methodist Church of Lake Charles this Friday at 7:30 and on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Tickets are available at the door. On Saturday in New Iberia, a father-daughter collaboration of poetry and art. John Gibson and Margaret Gibson Simon put together the book Illuminate, which is poetry and art. Their signing will be in New Iberia this Saturday from 4 to 7 at the A&E Gallery. All are invited to attend. This Saturday, United Way and UL Lafayette are hosting the Big Event, a day of community service allowing 2,600 UL students, faculty, and staff to give back to their community. They will start off at various sites, including Cajun Field, if you'd like to wish them well and get a look at such a great big group of volunteers. A two-stepping breakfast benefiting the Bridge Ministry of Acadiana will take place this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Asbury United Methodist Church in the parking lot. This Saturday is also the chemical drop-off day in Lafayette Parish. This is at the Cajun Field parking lot, 8 until noon. You can drop off old, outdated chemicals for proper disposal. And Bike Lafayette will have its island tour, the first annual fall century ride. It will start off at the Corner Bar in Youngsville. For more information, you can go to Bike Lafayette. Pre-registration is open now at active.com. And SOLA, a writing group, will be featuring Scott Banville, a PhD in writing, on their October 19th meeting. He is a professor at Nicholls State University, and he'll be explaining everything you ever wanted to know about Dracula. He'll be at the Jefferson Parish Library in Metairie at 10 o'clock if you're heading that way or know someone who likes to write. Shake Your Trail Feather will take place in Breaux Bridge this Saturday from noon until 6. It's a fundraiser fundraiser for Bayou Teche Paddle Trail. Lots of great music, and there'll be a heritage stage talking about the history and culture of the Bayou Teche, and lots of other events in Brobridge. Gulf Brew 2013 will be at the Horse Farm this Saturday, beginning at 6 o'clock and going until 9. Tickets are available by calling the Acadiana Center for the Arts or going online, or you can get them at the door. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will have a concert this Saturday at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. It's called Legacy of the Atchafalaya. They commissioned a piece on the Atchafalaya, and it will be performed, the world premiere will be performed this Saturday. Tickets are available by going to their website or by calling them. And on Sunday, of course, the Bayou Vermilion Boat Parade and Festival that will start off at Vermilionville. If you'd like to register your boat, you can contact Vermilionville or go to their website. On Sunday at 3 o'clock, guest artist Richard Carlucci, who is a tenor, and Henry Jones, a pianist, will be performing for the Lafayette School of Music. He will be at the Ducray Gilfrey Auditorium this Sunday at 3 o'clock. It will be free admission. And on Friday, KRVS will begin our annual fall fundraiser. We are celebrating our 50th anniversary during this fall fundraiser. We hope that you will either renew by mail, if you've gotten your card in the mail, or join us by calling starting on Friday with the Blues Box for our annual fall fundraiser. You can make your contribution, of course, at any time online. Stay tuned to KRVS. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.